Welcome here to the exclusive home of the Nightline. After every single Syracuse Silver Knights away game, the post-game show for the Syracuse Silver Knights has found a home only here on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop. This is where to come for all your Syracuse Silver Knights information. Besides SyracuseSilverKnights.com, this is your place. Have to give credit to the team. They do a lot of hard work on their site as well, and I'm thankful and appreciative of our partnership that we've had for all 3 years of their existence, and happy to bring you this season the Nightline. After every single Syracuse Silver Knights away game, and this away game being up against the Missouri Comets, a team that Tommy Tanner, the president and head coach of the Syracuse Silver Knights, told me this season is one of those three key teams, the Baltimore Blast, the Missouri Comets, the Milwaukee Wave. Those teams are the teams that you need to beat in the mind of Tommy Tanner, teams that you have to be able to take on and be successful against if you want to be in the playoffs and if you want to potentially win yourself an MISL championship. With the Syracuse Silver Knights getting a taste of the Missouri Comets for the first time in this 2013-2014 season, they did it on the road, and they did it with a victory, defeating the Missouri Comets, who are currently fourth in the standings of the MISL. They are 4-2 after this loss. The Syracuse Silver Knights are atop the standings with 6 wins in 7 games. That 6-1 record puts them above the Milwaukee Wave, who are 5-1, the Baltimore Blast, and the Missouri Comets, who are 4-2 apiece. The Rochester Lancers, who are 3-5, the St. Louis Ambush, who are 2-5, and the new Pennsylvania franchise, Pennsylvania Roar, one of the new franchises along with St. Louis, and they are 0-8. So the two new franchises between the two of them have 2 wins and 13 losses this season coming into the MISL as Syracuse sits atop. They have defeated the likes of Rochester and Pennsylvania. Now Missouri have not played Baltimore or Milwaukee as of yet, and lost to the St. Louis Ambush, their only loss of the season, and that loss coming at home in a low-scoring game where they lost the game 10-6 and didn't look like themselves at all in that loss. So the Syracuse Silver Knights in this game continue to remain on top of the standings, number one in the country, and this is how the game broke down. In the beginning, in the first quarter, Michelle Millwood, the newcomer to the Syracuse Silver Knights, but longtime MISL player, has won 4 championships in his career. Most recently was there with the Baltimore Blast, a team that is known to be at the top of the standings and to vie for a championship from season to season. Before that, Michelle Millwood was linked up with Tommy Tanner, the president and head coach of the Syracuse Silver Knights, when there was an outdoor team in Syracuse, and that being the Syracuse Salty Dogs. Well, in this game, Michelle Millwood scores first for either side. He gets a 2-point goal. Missouri scores after that. Syracuse gets 2 more goals to follow in the first quarter. Canardo Forbes with a 3-point goal on a power play for the Syracuse Silver Knights, and Neto scoring on a power play. And we'll be talking about how Neto was not at full strength coming up here when I get Tommy Tanner on the line, but still successful. Canardo Forbes would not be done after that 3-point power play early on in the game. So after the first quarter, the Syracuse Silver Knights led 7-2. In the second quarter, Missouri comes out and scores 3 straight goals, including a 3-point goal. Syracuse gets a goal from Nelson Santana, and Missouri scores once again. So in the first quarter, 3-1 Syracuse advantage. In the second quarter, 4-1 Missouri advantage. Missouri getting 9 points to Syracuse's 2 points. So at the break, Syracuse was down in this game against Missouri by a score of 11-9. In the third quarter, Missouri comes out and is the first to score, but Syracuse will get 2 goals in the third quarter before the end of that quarter. Neto will score again, and Canardo Forbes gets another 3-point goal. Syracuse wins that quarter 5-2. So at this point, the Syracuse Silver Knights are playing in a game where they are ahead 14-13. They got the lead back. that they had in the first quarter. And in the fourth quarter, Missouri, just like the third quarter, scores first, and Syracuse ends it out scoring the last two goals. Nelson Santana on a penalty shootout, and Canardo Forbes versus the sixth attacker gets him a hat trick on the night. The Silver Knights win that quarter as well, 4-2, and the Syracuse Silver Knights win on the road to stay unbeaten on the road at 4-0, winning the game 18-15 in a huge matchup for the Syracuse Silver Knights. This is one of those quality wins that you hear in all different sports. When you're playing a team like Missouri, this is one of those wins that you have to be one of those teams that continues to move up the standings or stay at the top of the standings in the case of the Knights. So a huge win for the Syracuse Silver Knights on the road. And with me right now is Tommy Tanner of the Syracuse Silver Knights, their president and head coach, only here for the post game, the Nightline, after every single Syracuse Silver Knights game. Can only be found on wakeupcalldt.com and on the Google Play Store and Apple Store application, Sports DT. That's SportsDT. Download it for free and have it on all of your devices at your disposal at any time. Tommy, for those that didn't get to see the game, for the Syracuse Silver Knights fans and MISL fans, soccer fans, and sports fans in general, go into the game here and let people know just what it looked like from your eyes when Syracuse faced off against Missouri.
We started out really, really well. We got up to a good-sized lead at 7-2, and we were playing really well. And then made a few mistakes here and there that you know you do when you're young and have some inexperience. Ended up going down at the half 11-9, but you know we said if we can be within a goal in the start of the fourth quarter, you know we're right there. And they came out and got the first goal to go up 13-9. But we battled back, and we're able to Canardo scored a great three-pointer he had, and Canardo just had an unbelievable day. We battled back in the fourth quarter, and Nelson had a great shootout to go ahead, and then they pulled a sixth attacker, and we were able to get one on the sixth attacker. So I'm very proud of the guys. They had a great effort tonight. It's our first what I consider a really major road win since we played Baltimore, back in year one.
So with this victory, I guess I want to start with Canardo Forbes. He has a hat trick. He gets three goals tonight. What can you say about his efforts on offense and how he's really grown? Because you said to me a couple shows ago that in year one you knew you had a good player and maybe nobody else knew that, but you did, and now people are starting to see it. So what can you say about Canardo?
I mean, he was super tonight. You know, he had 9 points against what I consider, one of the top teams in the league for sure, and a team that works their asses off, their butts off. And, he worked his butt off tonight. They all did. And, he ended up, he scored two great three-point goals, which were huge for us. And, good things happen when you put the ball on target, and he put the ball on target tonight. And for those who didn't see it, watch the highlight, watch the replay of the game. His second three-pointer was just unreal.
As far as, 3-point shots go, at least for the season for the Syracuse Silver Knights, from what people have seen at home in the War Memorial, that's really something that's not happening all too often. How difficult, you played the indoor game, how difficult is it to make a 3-point shot? Would you consider it more of a difficult, would you consider it the most difficult shot on the field?
Well, obviously it is, and there's different places where you are, on the side, obviously a lot more difficult. There's less of an angle, but he hit them both just perfect, again, it's only 15 yards out, and the goal is 8 feet high, so you're still inside the penalty box outdoors. That's why you got to do a better job of closing down players, and they didn't close down Canardo tonight, and they paid the price. I guarantee you, when we play them on the 10th, they'll be closing down Canardo. That's for sure.
Now, you told me a while back about this road trip and how important it is to go up against the Missouris of the world, and obviously Baltimore is going to be coming soon enough, and then a team like the Milwaukee Wave is another team to look out for. When you said that this was really the biggest quality win on the road that Syracuse has had since defeating Baltimore in year one, just go into why you make a statement like that and just how you really define this Missouri team.
Well, I mean, Missouri's 4-1, and they should be 5-0. They had Baltimore, they're up 6 points with 3 minutes to go and lost that lead at home in their first game. And since then, they've actually trounced everybody. And, you know, they played really well tonight, you know, and the thing was, you know, we didn't catch them on a bad game or an off game. They played really well. And, you know, we worked hard and defended. And I think we took a step, I know we took a step in the right direction of how hard you actually have to work in order to win a game on the road. And, you know, I was just very, very happy, you know, that, you know, anything could happen to a Portland Six attacker. And I'm just so thankful for the guys that you know, a bad goal didn't go in or anything like that, and we lose the game with less than a minute to go. But, you know, they did what they're supposed to do. They closed down shooters, and the ball bounced our way at the end.
And as far as having Neto out there, it's a guy that's obviously been nagged by an MCL injury throughout the season. How did he look to you, and how was he in this game? Would you consider him that he was full strength? Where was he at tonight?
Neto was probably at about 50% tonight. So, you know, he gutted it out. He played well. And when he had chances, I think he had two goals. And that's just typical Neto, you know what I mean? He can barely walk, and you know, he's wearing a brace to protect it. I don't think we did any damage tonight, that's for sure. You know, we're being very careful, but that brace doesn't allow you to do much damage, and it's also very hard to run. And you know, I would say Neto was probably less than 50%, but he fought. He, you know, he scored two goals and he helped us win.
And then, you know, defensively, we've talked about this plenty of times. You hold a team under 10, and more often than not, you're winning the game. In this game, that's not what happened. Obviously, Missouri got over that double-digit mark and did hit 10 and surpass that. So what can you say about defensively what you did right tonight?
You know, I mean, those teams, you know, Missouri, who plays a wide-open game, you know, I think they're averaging like 20 points, 21 points a game. So you're not going to, you know, it's very, very difficult to keep Missouri under 10 points. And I don't know if anyone will this year, who wants to play up and down with them. And, you know, that's what we probably played. And, you know, we were able to, you know, go up and down with them and play, you know, give the fans a great show, and win the game.
And as you look forward, obviously you have two more games now in 3 days. You said to the guys in the locker room after their victory at home that you were used to playing 3 games in 3 days. So from what you saw out of your team tonight and how they've been practicing, how do you feel they'll be able to go forward and play the next 2 games in 3 days?
Well, I'll say this. It's a lot easier when you win than when you lose. So getting the first one, a victory. Now we go to St. Louis tomorrow. They played tonight. I think they didn't do very well against Milwaukee tonight, and they got to travel all night long back to their home. So, you know, we just got to be ready, and, you know, all we think about tomorrow is St. Louis. You know, if you lose to St. Louis and beat Missouri, it's not really, you know, it kind of takes some luster off the trip. So, you know, now the big game is coming out and doing the exact same thing we did against St. Louis tomorrow.
Number one team in the country, how do you keep your guys focused knowing that you're at the top of the heap right now?
I mean, I don't even, be honest with you, I don't even think anyone looks at that. I don't look at that. You know, I mean, we haven't got into the meat of our schedule. You know, the meat of our schedule is now, you know, and we need to beat St. Louis. You know, yeah, we're in the top of the charts, but, you know, we had Reading twice, and, you know, for some reason we have Rochester's number. You know, we lost to St. Louis, who, you know, we need to, you know, to beat for the playoffs. So, you know, although we were on the top of the charts, it wasn't ecstatic for me. We didn't do what Missouri did and beat Milwaukee twice. You know, we didn't do what Milwaukee did and beat Baltimore twice. So, you know, so we you know, it's great to be 6-1, but you know what? You know, tomorrow is just, the game is more important tomorrow, because obviously we're trying to knock St. Louis out of a playoff race than anything. So, you know, we're looking forward to tomorrow.
Tommy Tanner doing something that I think is very important when you're a figurehead of a team, when players are looking to you as the head coach and then also as the president, in the fact that he says, you know, obviously, you know, this win's important. And he spoke about how this win is one of the best wins Syracuse has had on the road, not this season, but in their entire career so far, now in their third year, and that he said this would go right there with the Baltimore win on the road in their first season. So, obviously, the win on the road against the Missouri Comets has weight to it, but Tommy Tanner looking forward and saying, listen, yes, this win happened. Yes, we got it. It's a lot easier to be 3 games in 4 days winning the first game. However, we have to turn our focus now to the St. Louis ambush and get after this team and knock them out of the playoff race. So Tommy Tanner staying focused, so you can imagine the team will be focused as well. And I had the opportunity to talk with one of those players that's focused and locked in and always seems to be out there doing what he can and trying to get this team to a place of prominence, and that's Nelson Santana. And Nelson with us here now, and first and foremost with Nelson, is Nelly, looking at this game, looking at this victory, how important is the win over the Missouri Comets to you? How much weight does this hold in your mind?
It means a lot. You know, the main thing was trying to come up, you know, I know it's going to be a hard task because they're good, a counter-attack team, and they're a pretty good team. And not taking anything away from them, but we have to work extra hard to come out with the win. And, you know, we just, little by little, we start creeping in, and then I know we were going to sneak them in. That's why it means a lot, because it gives a lot of confidence to the kids, you know, to the new players, and then hopefully it carries out to, it means a lot for the guys, building the confidence coming up to St. Louis tomorrow and then carry on to Milwaukee. You know, we're trying to, you know, like everything that we'll try to sneak in three wins, but, you know, the main focus today was trying to beat Kansas City, Missouri, and then we did, just for a lot of hustle and then a lot of hard work that we put in.
What does it mean to you to see a guy like Canardo Forbes? I mean, he had a hat trick tonight. He had 2 3-point goals that were pretty nice. What can you say about your teammate Canardo Forbes and what he's become for this team?
Oh, my God. Canardo, since the first day that I met him in the first season with the Knights, I told him that he was a very, very talented player. He just needed to get in the game of the indoor. And right now, you know, the second season, he was getting better, but this third season is... He's just unbelievable. He's playing with the boys, you know, passing the ball to the targets, making runs of them, and having the confidence on that he's a great midfielder, you know. And he has helped us a lot, you know. He's a guy that comes and checks to the ball. And I'm comfortable to give him the ball now, that he can turn and go forward and go from.
And what can you say about Neto? I mean, this is a guy who Tommy just told me was 50% tonight, has an injury to his MCL, something that you know with your body as well, has a brace on his leg, and still goes out there and scores. What can you say about Neto?
Well, you know, it shows us pure heart. You know, hopefully he carries on the new guys. You know, it's just pure heart. You know, he's pretty much playing with one leg, and he just wants to help the team and and score some goals, and that's what he did today. You know, hopefully he gets better quicker as the season goes on, because we need him. You know, we need him not 90, but we need him 120%. You know, especially when you play as a target, you know, you get a lot of beating. But you know what? We just have to help him out as much as we can.
And then bring me into the later part of the game in the fourth quarter. You had a penalty shootout. And for the fans that didn't get to see the game, just kind of describe what was happening when you scored that goal in the penalty shootout.
Neto came up and missed that. And then, Danny Woman came out and they got it with his hand. So he gets another shootout. So I went up there and then, I just wanted to play to one of the sides, and then I know that any woman likes to come out. So I wanted him to come out, and then before he sets his feet on the ground, just try to shoot it. So I put it on my left-hand side, and right on his right-hand side, and then he almost had it, but it was coming out too quick, and I tried not to let him set his feet on the ground.
And in the second half, you outscored Missouri 9 points to 4 points. Defensively, what can you say about not only yourself but your teammates and what you were able to do in the second half on defense?
Well, Tommy talked to us. You know, we got to play defense. We got to be everyone behind the ball, and that's what we did. And we regrouped, and because we did a really good job on the first quarter, the second quarter, we kind of let out the gas. And that's when they came back. But, we regrouped in halftime, and then Tommy just said, you know, the only way we're going to win this game is if we're going to be behind the ball.
and then, you know, counterattacking and then use our strength, our speed, and then our 2v1s and 3v2s that we capitalize on them. But, you know, Marcus stepping up and winning balls, you know, Bo also, you know, Domenico came up and then we played big. So it's a good thing that it's happening for us, you know, defensively. So, you know, just carry on against St. Louis and then hopefully we get another W.
Nelly, Tommy told me that this win against Missouri was the best road win that Syracuse has had in his mind since season one on the road against Baltimore. Where would you put this win, since you've been with the team from the beginning? Out of the last three seasons, including this season, where is this win as far as how important it's been to the Knights?
It's very important. I think I put it up in Baltimore. I put it in Baltimore. Thank you. Happy New Year. I put it up in Baltimore, you know, especially because we didn't have enough of our powerhouses, you know, like the slack was not there, you know, and Neto is not healthy, myself is not healthy, and then the rookies came up and played big, so it is up there. It is one of the biggest wins, especially Missouri coming up and blowing teams away, you know, playing against Milwaukee, giving them a hard time too. So coming up against Missouri, playing at their place, that is really hard to play sometimes, and then just sneaking one in, you know, it's very, 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 very good. It feels good, but the job is not done. We still two more to go, and hopefully we can win those two.
And lastly, with Nelly, that's what I wanted to talk to you about, is those last two games. How do you, as team captain, keep the team focused with two games to go in the next 3 days? How do you keep everybody focused?
Just, you know, a positive attitude, and just, we're not going to change anything. We're going to just go back to the hotel, you know, relax, get some ice baths going so you can get some legs for tomorrow, because tomorrow we have a quick turnaround. I believe we play at 3 or 4. And the same thing, you know, if everyone plays together, everyone helps each other, and everyone's positive when we're in the field, good things happen, you know. We got to pick up the rookies, you know. We cannot talk to them like we talk to veterans, because veterans are used to that. But they did great, you know. Antonio Manfield came up, you know, Nate, you know. All those guys came up big today. And then the only way we can keep going is just build them up. You know, build them up as much as we can, because we need them. We need them this weekend. And go from there. And for them, it's good, because they're going to be playing against good teams. You know, today they play a really good team. And then when you play against Milwaukee, they're going to get experience playing against Milwaukee and know that we're there to help them out as much as we can.
Well, as always, I really appreciate it. So enjoy the win tonight. I know you got work to do coming from here, but thank you for coming on the show and talking with me, Nelly. I appreciate it.
No, thank you so much. I appreciate it. And Merry Christmas, and hopefully a Happy New Year, okay? I wish you the best.
Same to you, and I'll see you after the New Year.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Nelly.
Bye-bye.
One of the nicest guys I've ever met, Nelson Santana. Appreciate him coming on to the show. And for Tommy Tanner, the president and head coach of the Syracuse Silver Knights, the captain of the Syracuse Silver Knights, Nelson Nelly Santana, and for me, Dan Satora, this is the Nightline, the only place that you will find immediate information, immediate interviews. When it comes to a Syracuse Silver Knights game on the road, the Nightline is your only place to go to get that show that you need to hear right after the game. And the great thing about it is you can hear it at any time. So we air it after the game, but you can hear it at any time on wakeupcalldt.com's Knights on Call page, which you can find by going to the More tab on the homepage and scrolling down to Knights on Call. You can also get every single show, including every episode of the Nightline, on the Sports DT app on the Apple Store and Google Play Store, which is free. And that's Sports DT, SportsDT. And if you're having any type of trouble whatsoever with the Apple Store, you can simply go to wakeupcalldt.podbean, that's podbean.com/mobile, MOBILE. That's wakeupcalldt.podbean.com/mobile. Make sure you get the app right now, and I appreciate everyone that has gotten the app and the over 30,000 of you that have been on to listen to the shows, including the Nightline. So I appreciate it. Thank you so much. God bless, And, as the Knights would say, go you Knights. Syracuse Silver Knights, 6-1, and moving forward in their season at the top of the standings, but still hungry, still wanting more, and knowing that the season has only just begun.